Before I go any farther, I want to share something with you that I think will really amaze you. If you look at Matthew chapter 23, what you'll find is that it's a long condemnation of the religious leaders in Jerusalem. And verses 37 through 39 are the conclusion of Matthew chapter 23. I want to read those three verses to you. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. Behold, your house is being left to you desolate. For I say to you, from now on you will not see me until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now all the letters in the word Lord there are capitalized. I know the name Yahweh belongs there. I also know that Jesus is quoting Psalm 118:26 in these verses, and the word Lord appears there as well in all capital letters. The name Yahweh belongs there. So in essence, what he's doing is he's telling them when he will return. It's when they recognize him for who he is and call him by his name, Yahweh. Listen to this. This is verse 39, Matthew 23:39. For I say to you, from now on you will not see me until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, take a look at Luke, chapter 19, verses 41 through 44. These verses are interesting as well. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. Now, I read that to you from the New International Version, and I like that translation better than the translation in the New American Standard Bible. Folks, what makes that so interesting is what he said is that the religious leaders in Israel, but he's specifically referring to the ones in Jerusalem, didn't recognize him for who he is. He said, I came to you as God, as Yahweh, and you did not recognize me. In Zechariah, he says at the end, when he returns, that they will look upon me whom they have pierced. They'll recognize him for who he is and realize that they actually pierced him. They hung him on a cross. That's in Zechariah. Now, I want to read to you from Jeremiah, an end of days prophecy, which, as far as I'm concerned, is as important as any prophecy in the scriptures. It's in Jeremiah 16, and we're going to look at verses 19 through 21. Now, there's a phrase here in these verses that the nations. The Hebrew word that is translated the nations here is goyim. That word is translated as Gentiles most of the time. And I want you to understand when he says the nations, he's referring to Gentiles, not Jewish people, but Gentiles. That's important because at the end, the Gentiles are going to come to Israel seeking the God of Israel. And that's what this is about. This is Jeremiah 16:19 through 21. I'm going to substitute Gentiles for the nations where it actually belongs, because in the New American Standard Bible, it appears as the nations. Now, here is Jeremiah 16:19 through 21. O Yahweh, my strength and my stronghold, and my refuge in the day of distress. To you, the Gentiles will come from the ends of the earth and say, Our fathers have inherited nothing but falsehood, futility, and things of no profit. Can man make gods for himself? Yet they are not gods. Listen to this. This is verse 21. This is Yahweh speaking. Therefore, behold, I'm going to make them know. This time, I will make them know my power and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh. Folks, at the end of days, He's going to make it clear to everyone that we have only one God, and His name is Yahweh. Now, if you don't know this, you're going to be surprised. In the year 2005, the Sanhedrin was reconstituted after hundreds and hundreds of years of having not met. Now, they came together for a number of reasons, but the most important reason they came together was to authenticate the Messiah. You see, the religious Jews in Israel expect the Messiah to come any time. Christians who are knowledgeable about the Scriptures, who understand the Scriptures, they're looking for the return of the Messiah. Look, there's only one Messiah. In fact, if you go to Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 and 6, we know the Messiah's name because Jeremiah told us His name. It's Yahweh. So we've got religious Jews in Israel and Christians who know the Scriptures looking for the Messiah. And the religious Jews in Israel it's their intention to authenticate Him. Now, it's good news. It's happy news that they are looking for the Messiah and they're preparing for Him. What's sad about this is that they believe the Messiah is going to come to them for their approval before He takes action. Folks, that ain't going to happen. The Messiah, Yahweh, is going to return as the Almighty God, and He certainly is not going to be looking for the approval of any group of men anywhere in the world. In fact, that day will be a frightful day for people who do not know Yahweh. And we may be getting very, very close to that day.